to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Well, she wants to be the next senator for the state of Maryland. She wants to replace Barbara Mikulski. She is Republican Kathy Shalega, and she joins us now on the line. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, listen, I know that you probably don't agree with Representative Donna Edwards on many things, but when she was running against Chris Van Hollen, she made a very passionate case that the next senator from the state of Maryland should be a woman. I would imagine that you agree with that.
I do agree with that. Well, you know, it's not just that the next senator should be a woman, and not just because you're a woman, but it's so interesting that in April 26th primary, the Democrats have failed to nominate one single woman on the ballot for the 10 congressional, the two Senate seats and the eight House of Representatives seats, all men. And so Donna's point was that, look, this is not a boys' club. This women have an important viewpoint, an important position and ideas about things, and we should have a seat at the table. And shame on you, Democrats, for not even nominating one woman.
I noticed that a very prominent Democrat has endorsed your campaign. And I'm also wondering that as you go around the state of Maryland and talk to people, do you get a sense that there is a more open attitude toward Republicans in Maryland, a state where, you know, Democrats outnumber Republicans about 2-1, in some areas 3-1?
Absolutely. You know, Larry Hogan is doing such a wonderful job, and people ask, they say, oh, you're a Republican in Maryland, it's going to be tough, and then I always say, look, the last statewide election we had, people of Maryland spoke, and they elected a Republican, and it wasn't a close, narrow vote. I was so excited. The race was called, as you remember, at 11, I think, or 10:30, it was early, and Larry Hogan's doing a great job. And it's because our ideas work, and we have a great messenger with a great message, and voters are tired of career politicians, tired of a one-party rule system, and they're willing and open to looking at other people. And it's been great. I've had a great reception, and so honored to have the former Speaker of the House, Clay Mitchell, endorse me this week. Mm-hmm. And other Democrats that are joining our team.
Can you tell me, you've got a really long record to run against with Chris Van Hollen's record there. He's been out there. He's been an elected official for Maryland for quite some time. What are you trying to focus on most in terms of letting voters know that if Chris Van Hollen takes the agenda that he had in the House and moves it to the upper chamber in the Senate, it's going to be bad for Marylanders?
Well, you know, I think voters today are looking for real change. And we can see that on both sides, right? With Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders, and people saying career politicians just aren't getting it done. And we know that. And why would you give a guy a raise? What's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. Well, putting Chris Van Hollen in the U.S. Senate is doing the same thing over and over and not expecting the deficit to triple. It tripled under his watch. My little baby granddaughter, Avery, is a year and a half. She already owes the federal government $59,000. We have got to put some new people and new ideas in Washington if we're going to change the trajectory of our country.
All right. How is the candidacy of Donald Trump going to affect your candidacy in the state of Maryland?
Well, you know, it's a magic eight ball question. It's hard to say. But he's certainly popular on the Eastern Shore, Western Maryland, Southern Maryland. I'm running for the U.S. Senate, not for president. And so I know voters in Maryland know how important this election is, how important it is to make sure that their voices are heard in Washington. And to have it's a really great choice for voters today. Do they want a small business owner? I'm a wife, mom, I'm a grandmom, I'm a small business owner. Do you want somebody like that with a business experience to go to Washington and roll her sleeves up and get things done? Or do you want a career politician, someone who the Washington Post said was, quote, born to be a politician, or something along those lines?
I think they may have meant that as a compliment, by the way. Kathy Shalek is our guest. She's running for Senate in Maryland. Let me ask you, Brian makes a good point. You know that Chris Van Hollen is already got the ad set up where it's Donald Trump's face and it morphs into your face and it morphs back to Donald Trump's face. Whatever, they're going to do that. Let me ask you this. Is it a good idea for him to be running as Hillary Clinton's, Labrador puppy there sitting on her lap all the time and doing whatever she says? Isn't it fair for you to go after him saying that he's way too cozy with Hillary Clinton and basically an apologist for someone who has broken federal law?
That and certainly Nancy Pelosi's lapdog. I mean, while he talks about being bipartisan, he has championed Ben at the microphone, Ben at the press conference for all of the major initiatives from his party, and he does not have a streak of independence. Where I have been in Annapolis for 5 years and certainly know how to work across the aisle, and people look at my record and see I've passed bills that were Kathy Shalega and a Democrat together working to pass bills or take action on the floor. And if voters want somebody who knows how to work with people across the aisle, they're going to want somebody like me.
All right. We're going to have to, Kathy, we're going to have to leave it right there because we're way over on time. But thank you so much for joining us. And please don't be a stranger. All right, thanks.
Coming in studio one day.
We'd love to have you.
We'd love that. And, of course, we'd love, in fact, Chris Van Hollen, you're welcome to come in. And we could have a little throwdown debate right here on Mornings on the Mall.
Why not? We'd be open to that.